This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Chris Fitfatzes. He's the owner of Hawthorne's Beer Cafe. And on Saturday, May 13th from 1 to 8, they're hosting their 8th annual IPA Champagne and Rosé Block Party. So this year, I understand what's new is the champagne and the rosé. How did that come to be?
So those the champagne and rosé are a really great alternative for beer and a complimentary liquor and wine and grape for our event. And we love them, my wife and I, who's the other owner of Hawthorne's and the other event organizer. So we wanted to complement what we do at Hawthorne's, and we wanted to bring in a different demographic, and we wanted to kind of evolve our IPA block party for our 8th year.
Now, that other demographic, is it women?
It is predominantly women, but rosé is a growing segment for us guys.
Is it?
Yeah, totally. And champagne with that as well. So IPAs are a bitter beer, and we wanted to complement that with a little bit of a sweetness, and we wanted to evolve for our block party.
So let's go rosé, IPA, champagne, and rosé. We're going to talk about each of those. But what's new with IPAs this year?
So what's new right now is a style called New England IPAs, where it's a unfiltered, cloudy, almost citrusy style IPA. Most IPAs are filtered, they're clear, they're crisp, they're grapefruit-like, but these guys completely buck the trend, and they're predominantly from Vermont, and now it's catching a huge wave, and people are really gravitating towards it because it has a balance. It has a little sweetness that goes along with the bite of an IPA.
Explain to people what an IPA is and why it's so popular in this area.
So I think the palate, particularly in Philadelphia, is an evolved beer palate. And an IPA is an Indian pale ale. It is an ingredient in beer that makes the agent bitter, frankly. So most beers, they're kind of bland, frankly. So IPA was one of the first categories that really instituted a much big flavorful punch into it. And an IPA is essentially a spice. So the more spice you add to a food, for instance, the more flavor it begets. And the same thing happens with a beer. But as there are many different spices, there are many different hops. And so that can lend a very wide spectrum to what an IPA is. It is the largest category in craft beer. It's one of my favorite styles, so we decided to highlight it and offer 75 different kegs for this year's block party. We'll be tapping 40 of them at the first time and then backing those guys up after that. A lot of these kegs are extremely rare and limited, and we're fortunate to get some really great beer allocated from a lot of cool local breweries such as Tired Hands and Pizza Boy. So we're really fortunate, and we're really excited for this event.
What does 75 kegs look like? Is that the whole block?
75 kegs is a massive, massive sight to see for sure. There's kegs upon kegs stacked 4 high and 20 wide and buckets of ice and trailers. And it's just a spectacle. It's truly a festival of IPA. It's truly a festival of beer. It's truly a festival of fun. And we really try to encompass a neighborhood block party done in an organized fashion.
So the block party takes place from where to where? You're at 11th and Fitzwater.
That's correct. So the block party takes, the entrance is at 11th and Fitzwater, and it spans the entire 700 South block of 11th Street, which is from Fitzwater to Catherine. So we shut down both sides of the street. We're fortunate that's a really wide street. The city's been always really really great to us, and it's a sea of people enjoying like-minded appreciations for craft beer. And now wine and champagne.
So let's talk about the champagne and the rosé. So for people that don't know, explain what champagne is and the difference between champagne and rosé.
Sure. So a champagne can only be labeled champagne if it comes from Champagne, France. And a rosé is a blend of either it could be a red grape or a white grape, and they leave the tannins or the skins of the red grape in it while it seeps. So that's what lends its color of the rosé. So it's a style of wine that is balanced. It has the dry tannins that complement a sweet wine with a red and white blended, frankly.
The rosé is not a carbonated wine.
The rosé is typically not a carbonated wine, but there can be sparkling rosés for sure. And that's done, you know, artificially with either pumping some CO2 into it, or they live pitch it with a second strain of yeast to give it a little bit more life in the bottle. So it goes through a second fermentation.
How does the champagne and rosé compare to the IPA section of your block party? Is it like half and half, or is it just... It is mostly beer.
It's mostly beer, but we definitely are not dipping our toes this year. We're definitely going to be jumping into the puddle, I would say, with our champagnes and rosés. It's definitely, there's going to be over 12 offerings for each.
So 24?
Yep. So there's definitely going to be quite a variety and quite a span and different grape offerings, highlighting different champagnes, Proseccos, sparkling wines, and rosés.
What's new with champagne and rosé? What's popular? What's the trend?
The trend for sure is rosé. I mean, there's events and men are starting to drink more rosé, and there's events called brosés, which is quite fun. And the trends are, I think, complementing and having a wider appreciation for all things alcohol, to be honest. I think that the evolution of the palate is happening here in Philadelphia. I think that people will appreciate and are appreciating cocktails and wines and beers. So we really want to encompass that, and we really want to have our block party open and accessible for everyone who is into a fine drink, frankly.
No stereotyping in Philadelphia based on your drink.
I think that stereotyping is chipping away more so. I think the city's definitely evolving, and
More open-minded.
I think we're becoming more open-minded. It's great to see. It's great to be a part of. I think Philadelphia has been behind the scene a little bit for wine, and I think we're finally catching up. We want to be associated and represented with champagne and wines at Hawthorne's and at our block party, and we're going to treat the product quite well.
Rosé, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it's funny,
I've
right?
never heard that before.
Yeah.
There are actually brosé parties?
There are brosé parties, yeah, totally.
What does it take to set up an event like the block party?
It takes a really long, concerted effort from my staff, myself, planning with the city, planning with the local police department, planning with all of these breweries. You know, an IPA, like I mentioned earlier, is a spice, and you have to change your spice cabinet every 6 months. So you want to capture and get the freshest beer possible. So there's always a lot of moving targets of what's going to be produced and what's going to come to production and come to life so we can get it on our street as quickly and as fresh as possible. So, you know, with organizing our bands and our highlighting our food menu items and our rain dance prayers. So there's no rain for all these events, that there's a lot of man hours definitely put into this event for sure.
All right, tell me about the food. What's on the menu?
We always like to have fun with our food, and Hawthorne's is a true scratch kitchen, and we always like to have, I call it street fair food, but on the menu this year, we're going to smoke some St. Louis ribs, we're going to smoke some onions and put in a really great barbecue sauce with bourbon. We're doing beef cheek chili with smoked corn crema with crumbled barbecue pork rinds on top of it. We're going to do a three bean burger with spicy avocado, a lovely toasted brioche, and tostones, lime and garlic cream curry sauce. And then for desserts, we're going to have a lemon poppy churros with a cream cheese dipping sauce.
Ben, how many people do you expect at the block party?
We expect anywhere between 1,500 to 2,500 people.
And you guys are cooking for them. Amount of people.
Oh, yeah. We sure are.
What does that look like? Do you have, like, all the barbecues out?
Yeah, so we're fortunate where we have these lovely little windows at Hawthorne's where we use those as our counter service. So the kitchen is cranking out all this lovely food, homemade, scratch. It's quite a production. It's quite an immense amount of hands in the kitchen. There's definitely an assembly line that's going into it, and there's definitely a quick shuffle of feet to get our guests the food as fast as possible.
It's a lot of window service?
It's a lot of window service. Definitely.
What are you most looking forward to?
I'm most looking forward to beautiful, sunny weather. I'm most looking forward to seeing neighbors just have a great time and dance while the bands are playing. I'm looking forward to seeing kids enjoy our kids' alley. We're going to have a bunch of different activities for them. I enjoy seeing the Philadelphia Police Department relax and enjoy themselves while doing their job for us. It's a really good time, and it's a great event with like-minded people, and there's just a cool vibe that goes on there, and it's just nice to see people having just a good time and not really taking life too seriously.
All right, explain how it works, the details. Do you have to buy one ticket to get in, or is it pay as you go? How does it work?
So it's free to get in, and it's pay as you go. So all the drinks are $5, regardless if it's a champagne, wine, or beer. The beer is pay as you go. The food is pay as you go. So really, you know, it's
a kid zone.
We have a kid zone, and, you know, there's slides there for the kids. There's these large bubble wands for the kids. We have a couple great artists from University Arts going to do some chalkboard art. We're going to do some face painting. That's going to be a couple bucks for the kids to get, you know, their face painted, but it's a really inexpensive time for your family to come out. It's a really great time to bring dogs, and you can spend as little or as much as you want.
And it's a big block party.
And it's our 8th annual block party, and we can't wait for it.
Congratulations on number 8. Chris Fitfatzes is the owner of Hawthorne's Beer Cafe. Their 8th annual IPA Champagne and Rosé Block Party takes place on Saturday, May 13th from 1 to 8. And again, Hawthorne's Beer Cafe is located at 11th and Fitzwater at 738 South 11th Street. Is there a website?
Our website is www.hawthornecafe.com. You can also check us out on our Facebook event page. Just search 8th Annual IPA Champagne and Rosé Block Party, and you'll get all the details there.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.